This is Akashvani, Itanagar. The news read by Narang Koyan. The nation is celebrating the 76th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the National War Memorial and paid tributes to the fallen heroes. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, as the chief guest, arrived in a ceremonial buggy with President Murmu. The national flag was unfurled, followed by the national anthem with a 21-gun salute. A 160-member marching contingent and 190-member band contingent from Indonesia also took part in the parade. Further, to honor the contributions in nation and society building, 10,000 special guests from various walks of life were invited as government special guests to witness the event. The 76th Republic Day was also celebrated across Arunachal Pradesh today. The main function was also held in Itanagar, where the national flag was unfurled by Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak.
Along with the rest of the nation, Arunachal Pradesh also celebrated the 76th Republic Day with great fanfare today. The main state function was held at IG Park in the capital city, Itanagar. Governor Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnayak unfurled the national flag on the occasion, which was followed by the ceremonial march past by various uniform contingents, NCC cadets, scouts and guides, and school children. Addressing public on the occasion, Governor Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnayak say that Arunachal Pradesh is making a great stride in line with India's vision of becoming a Viksit Bharat by 2047. He said that the state has achieved 100% coverage in 11 out of 17 major national schemes. He added that over the years, these national schemes have played a crucial role in improving infrastructure, healthcare, and job opportunities for the people in the state. He said that the government is committed to make life easier for people, improving their quality of life, and creating a better environment for businesses. Later, the state's chief secretary announced the state awards for various categories. This was followed by a colorful cultural show by folk dance troupes and school children. Rakesh Dole, Akashvani News, Itanagar.
State Chief Secretary Manish Gupta today announced the State Awards 2025 for various categories during the 76th Republic Day celebration at IG Park in Itanagar. On the occasion, four gold medals were awarded to NGO Ramakrishna Sarada Mission, Center for Bear Research and Rehabilitation, Pakhe Tiger Reserve, SP Anti-Corruption Bureau, Anand Mittal, and Inspector Mindy Gay and Constable Jimkam Khomrang of Sepa Police Station, East Kameng. Further, six silver medals and 17 commendable certificates were also awarded. State Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak and the First Lady Anaga Parnayak hosted a traditional at-home reception to commemorate the 76th Republic Day of India at Raj Bhavan in Itanagar. And the at-home reception was a heartfelt celebration of unity, patriotism and inclusivity, marking yet another memorable milestone in the Republic Day celebrations. Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chona May have greeted the people of the state on the occasion of the 76th Republic Day today. In a social media post, the Chief Minister urged all to celebrate the 76th Republic Day and continue to uphold constitutional values to further strengthen the social fabric. He further acknowledged the continued support of the people with dedicated efforts to realize the goal of Viksit Bharat. President Draupadi Murmu has approved the conferment of 139 Padma Awards for the year 2025. Social worker from Arunachal Pradesh, Jumde Yomgam Gamlin, has been selected for Padma Shri Award in the field of social work for her efforts in drug, de-addiction and social reform for the local communities in West Siang district. The National Tourism Day was celebrated at Gekar Sinhi in Itanagar yesterday. The three-day celebration included a marathon race, cooking competition, children activities, and cultural presentations. On the concluding day, a play based on folklore of Gekar Sinhi by the Roots Art and Culture Trust was showcased along with other cultural programs. Center has officially notified the implementation of the Unified Pension Scheme. The government introduced UPS in August last year as an option under the National Pension System for central government employees. This scheme will come into effect from 1st April this year. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.